Thank you so much. All right. It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Bluff the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Joe. I'm calling from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Joe. How are things in Westchester?
Oh, pretty good. It's a little cold and rainy right now. We got some wind.
This seems to be general across the nation.
Yes. It would be called fall, I think.
Somebody should look into that. Joe, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Joe's topic?
The pollsters never saw this coming.
It's now the week after the 2006 midterms, and we know who's going to be in control of the House and Senate. But this week, we read about a completely unforeseen consequence of the people expressing their will. Maybe if they knew this would happen, the voters might have chosen differently. Our panelists are each going to tell you three stories of an unexpected result of last week's elections, only one of which is true. Pick that real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
All right. First, let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
A little legal news. Clifford Happy Fordyce, who lost his seat in the Texas State Legislature last week, has now dropped the lawsuit he had filed against one of his daughter Olivia's high school teachers, Moselle Owsley, who had given Olivia a failing grade in homeroom after Olivia persisted in reciting her own version of the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republicans for which it stands. Happy Fordyce devoted much of the emphasis of his reelection campaign to what he called, quote, far liberal Democrat so-called educators who are responsible for so many of the problems we see today, citing Ms. Owsley, who, for her part, said, I'm no Democrat. I don't even know any Democrats. But the pledge is the pledge. Fordyce had been considered a shoe-in until 3 days before the election when Olivia was charged with biting a state trooper who stopped her for speeding on a motorcycle while wearing only a Youth for Happy T-shirt.
I don't know if I can summarize that. So, an elaborate story of the Pledge of Allegiance in Texas. Your next story about an unforeseen consequence of last week's vote comes from Paula Poundstone.
The beauty supply industry was left high and dry on November 7th by the loss of the business of dolled-up Republican Victory Party goers. Election day beauty supply sales were down as much as 57% across the country from the lofty heights of the last election, whose success fell largely to the Republicans, according to Samuel's Market Research. Yang Lu, proprietor of Back to the Beehive Salon in Wichita, Kansas, reports, we were still pretty busy this year, but the dues were different. Democrats don't inflate. The highest hair was probably only an inch in elevation, and she was probably a moderate.
The hair
salons. You want to hear a song?
Yes.
I wrote one time?
Sure.
You got big old hair and a little bitty heart. I should have known about you from the start. Your pompadour is a work of art. You got big old hair and a little bitty heart.
Roy, in future, you don't need to ask permission.
Just, okay, just go ahead.
Just okay. Go ahead. Any song that comes to mind. So, a story of an economic blow to the hair salons of America because of the Republican losses. Your last story of unexpected results from the 2006 midterms comes from Paul Prevenza.
For several years, a handful of Republican members of Congress have actually lived next door to one another on the 100 block of D Street in Washington, right behind the congressional offices. They had taken advantage of their proximity, and they organized a private pub crawl fundraiser. And the way it worked was, for a mere $1,000, you could start your evening off with wine tasting at Mark Foley's place. Then you go next door for martinis with Nancy L. Johnson of Connecticut. Then you stagger on over to Florida's E. Clay Shaw Jr.'s place for bourbon. Then stumble on to Chris Chocola from Indiana's for margaritas. And you wind up the evening at Jim Ryan's of Kansas for much-needed dessert and coffee. Mark Foley was the first to leave the party after his public disgrace, but all the others lost their seats in the last election, and that party is now over.
Aww.
Only $1,000, a regular bargain.
All right, let's review all your choices. From Roy Blunt, Jr., The Strange End of a Legal Case in Texas, about the Pledge of Allegiance. From Paula Poundstone, a blow to the beauty supply industry in America because Republicans were not dolling themselves up, or from Paul Prevenza, the end to a fabulous block-long all-Republican party because everybody got thrown out of office? Which of these is the real story of an unexpected result?
I don't believe any of them, frankly, but...
Which means they're all true.
I think I'm going to go with Roy, God help me.
Really? Roy's story. Yeah.
My mother would like for me to go with Paula because she's a big fan. But
I think when you say, I think I'm going to go with Roy, God help me. Exactly how many women have you heard that from, Roy? In fact, that was part of your wedding vows, was it not?
I want to know what I ever did to your mother.
All right, then, your choice is Roy's story of the lawsuit about the Pledge of Allegiance in Texas. Well, we spoke to somebody who was directly affected by this result.
I was invited to the D Street Block Party fundraiser by a member of Congress, Nancy Johnson. I don't think they offered anything other than martinis, which was kind of unfortunate because I had never actually had a martini in my life, and I didn't really enjoy it very much. Mm.
That was Aaron Houston, Director of Government Relations for the Marijuana Policy Project, the lobbyist.
Now that's a whole different block party.
Exactly. He wiped out the dessert table when he got there, let me tell you. He, of course, was talking about the now utterly defunct D Street Block Party. I'm so sorry, but as you now know, Paul had the right answer. You did not win our prize, but you did earn a point for Roy for his remarkable story of the Pledge of Allegiance in Texas. So thank you so much for that.
And tell your mother that I'll make it up to her some way.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.